So hi, what I want to talk to you today is about my new tour, which is 1066 and all that, London tour. So this is a guided walk, a virtual one, and also a physical walk. And what we do is we explore London before and after 1066. Now, for those who don't know, 1066 is like kind of the only date with 1666 that most people know in Britain, the invasion of William the Conqueror. And so what we're going to do is explore London before 1066 and after 1066. So London was at the heart of the events that took place from about 1000 AD all the way through to the beginning, the end of the 11th century. And it was at the time when London really developed into an international city. At the beginning of the period, it was controlled by the English, then it was controlled by the Danes, then back to the English, and then back to a Viking king who happened to be the King of Normandy, the Duke of Normandy, William the Bastard, as he was called, but William the Conqueror, as we know him. So that's what the walk is all about. What I want to look at is the development of kingship and the development of the area of Westminster, which really, this is really when Westminster comes to be anything other than a little island in the River Thames called Thorny Island. And it develops into one of the most important capitals in Western Europe, and arguably in the world. And it all began here, in and around 1066. It wasn't yet the capital even, but it was where three of the kings we're going to deal with, and all the kings since and queens, have been crowned, and many of them buried at Westminster Abbey. And we'll see the developments of Westminster Abbey during this period. The city itself grew from being a North European city into a city that had a slightly wider remit. And it's the time when London changed from being part of the North Sea, Scandinavian hinterland, to shifting towards a southern French focusing kingdom. Really profound changes, not only in the geopolitics but also in the language. Old English is basically West German, a dialect of West German, arguably closest to Frisian than any other language group. With a couple of hundred years of rule by French kings, by the time of Chaucer, Middle English had become the English language, but heavily influenced by the French language. Before 1066, most noblemen and most leading church figures were all English, with some from abroad, but mostly English. And for the next 200 years, Britain was ruled by a foreign elite, and virtually every aristocrat was descended from the French, and every church leader was descended from the French. So it was a time of amazingly important, epoch-changing aspects. I mean, people have argued that what basically happened was that Britain developed an alien ruling class, and that ruling class spoke a different language, had different mores to the rest of the English, and it made our ruling class, our establishment, different from the ordinary people. And some people take that forward to a ruling class that felt it needed to be educated separately from the working classes, and it made what Britain is today a very class-conscious place. it's notorious that we know what class we come from, and we can recognise class distinctions very, very clearly, and we're very aware of them. And in certainly in terms of networking and success, the class you come from, whether you're public school people or whether you went to the state schools, defines you. And some people argue that this dates back to 1066. So there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of development in Westminster and London, which has been discovered by archaeology, and lots of history of kings and battles and bridges being pulled down. So it's a really exciting guided walk. I can't think why I haven't done it before, nor anybody else, as far as I can see. The first outing of this is today. It's tomorrow, on Sunday the 9th of January, when I'm recording this, but I will be repeating it as a physical walk, possibly in February or late January, and throughout the year. So 1066 and all that will appear again. So thank you for listening, and I hope to see you soon.